Hello, everyone. We have had some difficulty in technical difficulties tonight getting into the show, and we're taking a few minutes here, but I think we about got everything set up. This is the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. There's just some difficulty in connecting, and I think we have everybody in now. Thank you for joining us on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. As you know, this program was begun with 54 weeks of support material and 54 shows. And we specifically provided in this support material to go with the Laws of Material Wealth book, the workbook with 5 exercises per chapter, 4 DVDs, and CDs, and developed a very comprehensive program. When we talk about laws of success, we've really been talking about 13 universal laws, or you might call them spiritual principles. Even when you read a book like Think and Grow Rich, you think you may be thinking that you read that book only to get rich, but in fact, those success principles are the universal laws. Tonight I have, because of the difficulty, I have Robert McMillan, who is the host of the No Show at 7 o'clock, is on the line, and my guest is Andre Bonds, and we'll be talking to Andre in a few moments. He is a entrepreneur, works with Building More Wealth with the National Wealth Center, and has his own business, tax business, and I'm looking forward to having him with us on the show. As usual, I'm going to provide for you the Renford Revelations. This is a blog that I cover on the show. You can go to www.iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org. /blog. Now, go to the website, by all means, just the iam-core.org, and visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. Look at the 3 degree levels of study, the bookstore, and download the free books e-books that are available for you there. But if you'd like to catch up with the blogs, then go there for the Renford Revelations. These are the blogs, and will be a part of the new Lightways, development of the new Lightways e-zine as well. When we're talking about this show, anything that you would like to ask a question of my guest or me, then be sure and press the 1 button on your touchtone dial, and that will bring up that will flag us to bring you in for your question. And you can do that by dialing 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. The Renford Revelation tonight is entitled Why Study Metaphysics? And a lot of people, when you say the word metaphysics, they think of a bunch of mumbo-jumbo, because that's what they've been taught about metaphysics. But metaphysics means mind and then physical. In other words, thought creates form. Without thought, there can be no form, and we've covered this in a great deal of detail in the support material over the 54 weeks. I'm being told that I'm not on the air. Please hold, and I'll check. Can you hear me, Andre?
Yes, I can.
Okay, my studio board is saying there's a problem that I'm not connected, so I'm trying to figure out if we. It says we're on the air. I'm going to proceed, but it's possible that we're not, and hopefully somebody will come online and confirm for us one way or the other. I'm going to read this. This takes about 4 or 5 minutes, and then we'll begin with our discussions. Okay, Andre? Okay, everyone?
Okay.
Why study metaphysics? There are definitions out there that depict metaphysics as simply speculation about the world and our purpose in it. This is really the purpose of philosophy, to ask questions about the perennial questions. Everything you see around you had to exist in someone's mind before it could take physical form. I suggest to you that even the trees outside and the terrestrial place you dwell had to exist in mind first. Thought creates form. Without thought, there can be no form. People all over the world are discovering that they can study world religions and philosophy and go to great lengths to develop spirituality and still not really go far in the process of self-discovery. My effort in these articles, as well as in my books, is to demystify the process. I want you to recognize the ultimate master is within you. I want you to start with the conscious process of identifying and verifying each of the universal laws from your life experiences. Once clearly understood on a conscious level, you can begin the process of self-observation and let the intuitive mind, the inner being, take over. Why should you read this article or the Renford books? What differentiates my approach from the many metaphysical writers and how-to authors whose works can be found in bookstores and on the Internet? The Renford books are only now being marketed online, and my articles are meant to bring to your attention this body of work, which can help you do your own work on self. There is no more important study than the process of knowing the self. Just the facts, ma'am, was the dry comment of Sergeant Joe Friday to the chatter of the witness in the old television series Dragnet. There's a great deal of chatter in the metaphysical, philosophical, and religious arena, which I expect to help you recognize. Regardless of which religion one espouses, the heart of the process is work on self. Even if one accepted the notion that all he had to do is believe, it takes work on self to get to that point. In most religions and in the many philosophical schools of thought, two things weigh heavier than the experiential aspect. They are tradition and faith, both of which can trap the individual in a blind alley which disallows knowing. I will state the facts as I've come to understand them, and the reader can take it from there. In the biblical text, it is mentioned that my people perish from a lack of knowledge. Belief is one thing, knowledge is the other, is the way it's generally accepted, but belief and knowledge are two sides of the same coin, and I don't believe that either can totally exist without the other. These are my points for you tonight. One, you can travel to the furthest recesses of any continent, endure years of discipline, have personal time with a master teacher, learn to develop psychic capabilities, and experience intense visions. But sooner or later, the universal laws must be consciously identified and verified from your own life experiences in order for you to truly know yourself. The insistence on the necessity, number two, the insistence on the necessity of identifying and verifying the universal laws is not an insistence on a path. It is a prerequisite to finding a path. It is a process of finding our bearings so that we can go in the right direction when we find a path. It is turning on the light so we can see the door. You can memorize the Kama Sutra. Number three, you can memorize the Kama Sutra, but if you don't have sex, you do not know. You can memorize the Bible, the Vedic writings, the Dhammapada, or the Tao Te Ching, but if you do not recognize and see the laws in them and in your life, you cannot consciously know. You can start the process of knowing now, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, simply with this process of identifying and verifying these universal principles in your own life experiences. Number four, you can read all the ancient texts in the languages in which they were written. You can read every New Age book that comes down the pike, listen to CDs by speakers who command huge fees, counsel with your most insightful minister, follow the greatest evangelist of our time, sit at the feet of the most renowned teachers and your favorite psychic. But if the foundation has not been laid by the process of identification and verification of the universal laws, you will only be a perennial seeker. You must do the work on self. There are no substitutes. Number five, every time Jesus and the great masters of wisdom spoke a recorded word, they were defining, illustrating, or in some manner teaching one or more of the universal laws. Even their own students and disciples did not understand until the process of identification and verification of a law from their life experiences was realized. The Bible is full of such examples. This is what is meant by, quote, their ears are dull of hearing and their eyes are closed, end quote. Understanding on a conscious level is necessary to the process. Number six, there are hundreds of thousands of priests, preachers, monks, mullahs, and rabbis ready, willing, and able to tell you how we are different. This process draws specific comparisons as to how all the great masters' teachings were alike as opposed to how they were different. And number seven, there is no doctrine, creed, or statement of faith to be embraced. There is only a process of identification and verification of each of the laws from your own life experience. There is no required timetable or discipline to which you must adhere. And number eight, once the laws are identified and verified, you are operating on knowledge instead of depending on faith only. This is true because you've literally been there and done that. It is based purely on your experiences and conscious understanding. From the intuitive mind, even greater understanding may come, but neither conscious or intuitive knowing is based on tradition or blind faith. You can have all the faith in the world, but if that faith is in the experience of another, it has little value for you. And you can have all the knowledge in the world, but if you do not have the faith to do anything with it, there's little value for you. Faith primarily becomes a factor when it is time to do something about what you know. And finally, number nine, once you know, no matter what book you read, speaker you hear, or seminar you attend, you will know whether they know or not. Emerson said, "Don't say things. What you are stands over the while and thunders so that I cannot hear what you say to the contrary." Once verified and understood, even on a superficial level, as you experience life or reflect further, you will understand the laws in ever-increasing depth. Spinoza wrote, "God and the universal laws of structure and operation are one in the same reality." And that is my blog, Renford Revelations blog, for this evening. Thanks, Andre, for being with us on the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Show.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. I was impressed that we have been on the same podium at the Building More Wealth workshops, and I was impressed with some of your illustrations and stories which had to do with the decision-making or entrepreneurial mindset, and so I wanted to have you on maybe to talk a little bit about that. But first, you have a tax business. I mean, is that your primary business?
It is my primary business. Ampro Tax is just the name of the company.
Why don't we go ahead and let us have your contact numbers and for that, if anybody would like to, after hearing you talk, would like to ask questions or talk to you, okay?
Okay, sure. The first number is 901-286 One Tax, 901-286-1829.
Okay.
And second number is 901-857-9449.
Okay. And is there a an email address or a web address that you'd like to make available?
Email address is amprotaxes@gmail.com. That's A, M as in Mary, P-R-O,
yeah.
Taxes, T-A-X-E-S, mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Well, I'm hopeful that this broadcast is going out properly, even though it's not. I'm getting different signals here on the thing, but and it says we're on the air, and I'm hopeful that everybody is getting this. But if we're not, then we'll do it again and make sure that everybody gets that information.
Okay.
Is this an electronic filing type of operation or?
We do electronic and paper. We also do individual and business, small and medium-sized business. We don't do corporate taxes at this time and requires a different license, but we do small and medium-sized businesses.
So that'd be something like, say, a proprietorship?
Uh-huh. Well, we do LLCs, but what happens is we do anybody with 49 employees or less.
Uh-huh.
Anything over that, if they're a corporation or LLC, requires us to have a different license.
Hmm. Is this something that you go out and market aggressively, or how are you providing your services? Are they provided to people outside of Memphis as well as people in the Memphis area?
Yes, we do. Well, we have kind of a hybrid business. We have a business that allows us to interact directly with clients through different businesses. What we do is we partner with businesses that are already established. We're in a couple Cricket cell phone stores and a couple small grocery stores. And then we have corporate offices. We have two here in Memphis, and we have one in Jackson, Mississippi. And then what we have also is a service bureau, a company that allows us to put other tax preparers in business for themselves without the added expense of starting a complete company. And so we bring them into the fold and give them software and training, IRS compliance, rules and regulations, and so on and so forth. We charge them a small fee, and they can do that from anywhere in the country because we have a platform that is online similar to TurboTax where they can log in with a username and password that we provide them, and they can provide taxes or prepare taxes anywhere in the country. Mm-hmm. And so we have about six of those under us this year. We're a lot bigger 3 years ago, and we went through some turmoil with a business partner, and we decided to split, and so we started over last year with just three locations, and this year we'll be at 11, and we're planning on expanding aggressively next year, maybe to 20 or 25 locations.
Mm. Well, you've been doing a lot of work with small business owners, and in fact, even providing training for matters like taxes. I've heard some of the classes, and you've been involved with Building More Wealth. This is an organization founded by Darren Calhoun, but you've been very active with that as well, have you not?
I have. I got involved actually with Darren in the tax business. We both had brick and mortar businesses in the Raleigh Springs Mall, and he became interested in the tax business, and we kind of partnered up with that. We got in another opportunity with Rich Floyd, which was a network marketing company or direct sales company that I was very impressed by, and I had been in network marketing right out of college. I was 20, 21 years old, ProsperQuest, Rich Floyd's, was the only one between 21 and 38. So for about 17 years, I'd seen just about every network marketing company that came down the pike, and Rich Floyd's was the most impressive in terms of compensation plan and what he was offering. And so Darren and I were in that together. And then he started building more wealth. I introduced him to a company called Infinity Downline because of the compensation plan. And now he's building more wealth and, you know, asked me to come into the frame. And I am passionate about it because it is a way for an average person with a lot of drive and a lot of commitment to change their lives financially with a very small investment. And so what happens is the brick-and-mortar businesses, such as a tax service, even if you decide to be mobile, it requires a cash outlay. It requires you to probably quit your job. You know, there's no way to kind of do it part-time and make decent money. So you have to invest all your money and all your time, and you have to take the risk that most entrepreneurs or business owners take. Well, building more wealth in the National Wealth Center, it takes those risks away. So if you can be in business for yourself but not by yourself and have no risk, then it allows us to change the lives of people around us. And like I said in the last workshop we had, the spirit of service, which is why I love the laws of material wealth, because you touch on that. This is not just about us. If it were just about me, I could be successful in my tax business in the next 3 to 5 years to where money will never be an issue, but I would be the only one set for life. Well, being a part of Building More Wealth and National Wealth Center allows me to pass on some knowledge, some energy, some positive energy, and the possibility of other people being financially free around me. I know a few millionaires, and all of them do subscribe to the same adage that it's lonely at the top. A friend of mine, you know, I have free time in the summertime after tax season, and a friend of mine who played football for the New York Jets, he lives here in Memphis, is just always bored out of his mind because, you know, everyone else is at work and he's sitting at home doing nothing. And so I want to bring him into the fray. I think we'll be able to get him to one of our workshops. And he's in the real estate business now. He builds, you know, mansions for rich people around here in Memphis. And, you know, if he comes into the fray and you're actually hearing, you know, words from a millionaire, it brings a different perspective to it. Yeah. And so that's my plan.
Well, you've been doing training and working with people in the Building More Wealth, which is really a fundamental educational programs for people on tax, on marketing, on a wide range of matters related to having your own business.
Correct. There's self-development, there's business development, and there's wealth development. And I think we are unique in that not only do we provide a platform and also a group of like-minded individuals working towards a singular goal, we also, once people get their money, teach them what to do with it. Now, I was sharing this with other people that are in a few other companies, network marketing companies, that, you know, as well as you do in that company, whether you make, you know, $10,000 a month or you make $1 million a year, that company, that particular company that you're a part of, doesn't give you the skills to know what to do with the money you make. And we all know it's not about how much money you make, it's about how much you keep. And so, you know, these people, and I know a few people who go out there and make, you know, a
hello.
That we have in this, making a lot of money is just a surface deal. It doesn't actually create freedom. And a lot of times, if you make enough money and you do the wrong things with it, it will actually put you in a trap because you've become further and further in debt trying to keep up with the Joneses. And so we have enough lessons, you know, in building more wealth that I think we could prevent that. We can actually make it have a paradigm shift in ways people think about money.
It is a lot about perspective and attitude. There was a story, an illustration that you gave a couple of the workshops ago that I recall about a young man who is quite athletic. This is when you were in Kansas.
Oh yeah.
Do you remember that story? Could you share that with my listeners?
Sure. As he says, I was in Kansas, Lawrence, Kansas, where the University of Kansas is, and one of my good friends, we're still good friends to this day, was the starting quarterback for the University of Kansas on the football team until he got hurt. And we spent a lot of time together in the summers. He's from California. He wouldn't go home. He would stay in Lawrence to study and, you know, stay around the campus. And his little brother would come from California and hang out with us and stay with him. And his name was AK. My friend's name was AK. He would stay with AK, and we'd be over there all the time, and we played a lot of basketball during the summers. And, you know, sometimes we'd play three times a day. And his little brother, we called J.E., and J.E. was big for his age. About 5'8 at 12 years old. You know, we always asked him what he wanted to be, and he says he's going to be a professional basketball player. And so, you know, everybody says that when they're young, and everybody gets the same response, a little chuckle, because we know how small that percentage is. But he said it with conviction. He believed it. Hey, I'm going to be a professional basketball player. And we, you know, every summer he came up there, he worked a little hard on this game. We go up to the University of Kansas. He met Roy Williams. That's who was there at the time. You know, Roy Williams helped him with his game. He put in the time and the effort. Ended up going to Arizona State as an All-American. And now he is James Harden. Right now, I believe he's the third leading scorer in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. And that was all because, you know, he believed in himself and he put in the time and effort to achieve the goal that he had set for himself.
Kind of single-minded focus, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
From such an early age.
At an early age. And it made a difference. You know, I've seen more talented kids. At his age, there were kids that were more talented. But there weren't any that worked hard, and there weren't any that were more focused.
And stayed with it.
Yeah. I mean, giving up.
That's one of the things that now Napoleon Hill in the book Think and Grow Rich talks about, and we've covered that like several of the shows. We worked just on that book. He talks about all 13 of the universal laws, and I've taken quotes to show that he's specific about them, but he doesn't really emphasize them. But one thing that he emphasized probably above all others is that kind of persistence. You know, consistent, banging away at it, persistent in it, and he gives the illustrations of the guy who got within 3 feet of hitting the mother lode and sold his claim and went back home, and the people who bought it hit it the first day.
right.
And of course, that guy said, "I'll never stop 3 feet short again," and founded one of the largest insurance companies at the time, it became one of the largest, and I have found some old tapes of video of which I have up on YouTube of Napoleon Hill being introduced by Stone. That was Stone, I think, that's his name, that was the one who stopped 3 feet short. And that's a very good illustration that you've given it. And you were also talking about some situations that I thought were good, that was good for entrepreneurs to think about with regard to not taking action when the opportunities arose. Do you remember any of those?
Yeah, I mean, I have a few of those. There's a guy, probably the best athlete. This is a story I like to tell. They're the best athlete that I've ever been around. And my dad coached football most of my young life, major college football for University of Cincinnati, University of Kansas, Murray State. They won the SWAC championship. And he put about 11 people in the NFL. And so I've been around great athletes all my life. And this guy that I went to high school was the best athlete I ever seen, bar none. He jumped 7 feet, 1 1/4 inch, broke the state record in high jump without a high jump coach. He broke the state record in the 110-meter hurdles, and it became the sixth fastest time in the nation ever at that time without a hurdle coach. And he won state in the 300-meter hurdles. And this was just all just natural talent. Nobody there to coach him on mechanics and any of those things. It's just natural talent. And he had a relationship, an adversarial relationship with his father. And his father told him, hey, you need to go run track, but it's your choice. Now, that's a parenting decision that I can't, make a call on, but had it been my son, I would have insisted that he run track because he was guaranteed to go to the Olympics as long as he stayed healthy. But because of the glitz and glamour of football, he wanted to play football. So he goes to a junior college, and that junior college ended up winning the national championship, and they were celebrating and drinking afterwards, and they were playing a game of Russian roulette with the real gun. And his friend, clicked the gun, and then another friend clicked the gun, and then the third one clicked it and blew his brains onto Howard, that's my friend's name, onto his face. And he was never the same again. And right now, to this day, he works at a liquor store in Lawrence, Kansas. And the moral of that story is that decision-making in any process, whether it be business, sports, anything you want to be successful in, decision-making will change any and every opportunity. And like you said, the guy that decided, there was a conscious decision to quit 3 feet from goal. You know what I mean? And so you have to sometimes take the vision of others. If you can't, see the vision yourself, sometimes there's somebody that has a greater vision for you. And if you allow yourself to be led, sometimes not only by your heart, but by the knowledge and faith of others, then those decisions can propel you into a better direction. Because there's no doubt in my mind, had Howard made the decision to run track, and his dad had guided him to make that decision, that he would have been an Olympic gold medal winner.
Now, for those in the Memphis area, if you can tell from some of the illustrations and what Andre is talking about, that there have been some extremely good classes, and there is a workshop at the last Saturday of each month. Workshop that's held and by Building More Wealth, BMW. And on some of those occasions, you will hear me speaking, and you will hear Andre and others. There are also scheduled classes. In fact, there's, I believe, a class even tomorrow night I'm not quite sure what that subject matter is. Do you know?
Tomorrow, I'm not sure what the subject is, but it's at the Hickory Ridge Mall.
Yeah. The again, the contact numbers for Andre is AMPRO Taxes, AMPRO Taxes at gmail.com, and you can call him at 857-9449 if you'd like to know more about BMW. And of course, if you'd like to get some information on taxes, that's 901-286-1829. That's 286-1829. I want to take a few moments and invite my listeners to visit our online campus, and then we'll come back. Andre, I'd like to talk about some of the new developments. You're very much involved with the National Wealth Center, where BMW is a lot about getting training, getting knowledge to be able to operate your business or expand your business. The National Wealth Center is about personal development and accumulating money. So I'd like to, when we come back, for you to tell my listeners a little bit about that, okay?
Okay.
All right. The first of all, I'd like to invite all of you to go to, I mentioned it earlier, www.iam-cor.org. That's iam-cor.org, and visit the virtual campus of the Institute of Applied Metaphysics. There are three free ebooks there. There's a copy of the Lightways Easing Prototype. There's the 3 degree levels of the Institute and the bookstore and some of the history about it. So I want to invite you to go there, check that out. You can also go to YouTube.com and type in Renford Broadcast Network, and you'll find one of the DVDs, the first DVD in the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program. There's several of the shows, the Bookman Show. I have the television show that shows in the Memphis area on Comcast Cable Network, where I'm interviewing primarily authors, as our primary business is publishing. And you can also, there are audio books and Renford Theater. There are 6 sections to that YouTube site, and you can access that by simply going to YouTube and typing in Renford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, Broadcast Network. And also, if you're listening to this show on the Internet, you know you get there. You access it by going to www.blogtalk, B-L-O-G-T-A-L-K, blogtalkradio.com/Renford. That's R-E-N-F-O-R-D. And you can also listen to the show and tell your friends if they'd like to listen to the show and they don't have a computer or they're not online. They can listen to the show by simply dialing 347-838-9142. That's 347-838-9142. And if you tonight, or if anyone would like to ask a question of my guest, Andre Bonds, or myself, you simply press the 1 button on your touch-tone dial, and that will flag us to bring you in for your question. And finally, on this Blog Talk site, blogtalkradio.com/Renford, you can go to the archives. We have over 5 years of shows there. Just go to the archives and scroll down, and you can go all the way back to the Laws of Material Wealth, week 1, week 2, all the way through to week 54. And if you do not have the support material that goes with it, just email me, iamrenford, R-E-N-F-O-R-D, @gmail.com, and I will email you the support material that goes with the shows. Also, if you'd like the book, workbook, or DVDs, just indicate that when you email me, and we'll make arrangements for that delivery. Well, back to my guest, Andre Bonds. You know, Andre and we were sitting around there talking in those planning sessions about some of the workshops when I realized, you know, business people sitting there talking about things that they're trying to accomplish. And I'm thinking to myself, we literally have a mastermind group here. We've got people from a wide variety of backgrounds and skills, all with different businesses, but we have a singular objective, and that is to improve matters with our business. And we got down to some specifics there about what each one of us would like to do or see until we came to a consensus. And then we began to look at different ways that we might achieve those objectives. And I believe you were the one that introduced the National Wealth Center, in fact, to Darren originally.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when he first mentioned that to us once when I was there for one of the workshops, he mentioned that he was making about $300 or $400 a month from National Wealth Center. And by the time we were talking about developing the mastermind group, he was up to about $4,000 a month. So that got my attention. I think it may have caused you to get more refocused and get refocused on it as well. Tell
mm-hmm.
us a little bit about National Wealth Center and why that could be so important to retired people or people who are trying to achieve a specific monthly income or subsidize their business or whatever.
Okay. Well, National Wealth Center is a organization that has a number of different products that allow people to change their mindsets, their knowledge base, and also pays them to do so. There is a self-development course that starts at $25. So you can actually be in business for yourself, take advantage of all 450 tax deductions that a small business owner gets for $25. And, you know, when I introduced it to Darren, you know, that I was telling him that is unheard of to be able to start a business for $25. Now,
absolutely.
In addition to that, not only do you get access to a audio-video library that's, you know, second to none on the Internet for that price. I mean, you're getting, you know, information, you know, $1,300, $1,400 in information for $25 a month. And so not only does it enrich you in that way, but it also enriches us financially. Because what this company does is it charges an admin fee that allows you, and this admin fee actually carries benefits of its own, which gives you a website to track all of your business that you would pay, you know, hosting fees for anyway if you had a website. And so for $9.95, you get all the benefits of the website and savings on just about everything that you spend anyway. So if you are going to you go to Rouse or KFC or McDonald's, Texas Day Brazil, Sears, Macy's, vacations at Disney World. I mean, the savings go on and on and on. So it's a Sam's Club type membership that allows you to benefit at anywhere in the country, anywhere in the world, really. And it comes as an app on your telephone that you can click on, and it'll give you anywhere within a 15-mile radius of where you can save money. Again, that is unheard of for me. There are a couple coupon sites out there, but they're not as specific as this. But in addition to that, that's the $9.95 that carries with the benefits of the website and the savings. But the $25 that you pay for the audio and video library is reimbursed to each direct person that you bring in at 100%. That is 100%. You can't get any greater than 100%. Somebody spends $25, you make $25. And so that's what got me in initially. And so what Darren did is he got in, he got focused, and I took my focus off of it so I could focus on my tax business. And then Darren brought it back to me in about 18 months and showed, like you just said, he was making about $4,000 a month. And I was like, I'm playing with this thing. I need to really get focused, because what it does is it allows you to build a organization, but not by yourself, because of a reverse two-up system. Now it's going to be difficult to articulate just over the phone or on the radio show, but in a nutshell, you get four people, and you're basically done. Everybody gets four persons. And what they do is they pass two people up. Your first person, you break even with the $25. Your second person, you give to your upline. Your third person, now you're in the profit, $25. And your fourth person, you pass to the upline. After that, your fifth person to infinity belongs to you, and you make 100% profit on it. But what happens is that duplicates, because the two people that are now front line to you have to give you two people. And so now you have four people, and those four people have to give you two people. And now you have eight, and it duplicates like that, so on and so forth. And the money gets staggering pretty quickly if we get people focused and singular-minded and saying, hey, well, $25, there is really no risk, but there's a whole lot of reward. And that's it in a nutshell.
And that information is provided when someone talks to you about it. You have a place they can go to check it all out, a website, all the rest of it.
Yeah, there's actually a couple different websites. NationalWealthCenter.com gives you a complete overview, and then you have TooSimple.cc, which is another video presentation that kind of breaks it down, goes through it pretty quickly. And then there's a TooSimple.info.
And then they can come back to you or to someone in the National Wealth Center program and get to registration details.
Correct. They can actually email me or call me, and we'll get somebody assigned to them. And all they really need is a telephone number and an email address to sign up. And someone will contact them and walk them through the steps of getting the app, downloading, the wallpapers or the videos or the audios every day. There's an archive that actually goes back. I believe it's about 3 years the archives goes back, but there's new videos added every month. So you can just click on, each month there's going to be a new video added. So you'll never run out of content. You'll never run out of education. And that's a big thing, It has motivational sayings and phrases, things you can download and put on your phone. It's just phenomenal.
You're working with the taxes. You're working with people who are trying to expand a business or start a business. People that are trying to achieve a monthly income for a wide variety. This has got to be a very rewarding area and activity that you're in. And I know to some degree the connection with the Laws of Material Wealth program, I find it very rewarding to be able to be of assistance to folks who are trying to do something, who are trying to accomplish something. Do you have any last words? We're fairly close to the end, and I will ring you back after we complete this, but I thought maybe I would just turn over this last part to you if you've got any suggestions or anything that you would like to address the listeners with.
Sure. I would just like to say admonish all the listeners who, have dreams and goals and aspirations of being financially free, to keep tuning in to your radio show, to keep an open mind. It seems that, going to my friends and family and letting them know about building more wealth and all the different avenues there are to make money, to learn, to gain faith and knowledge, that what's happened is our lives, we've been told to, go to school, get a good education, get a good job, and it's difficult. For some, it's almost impossible for them to let go of that indoctrination. And so I believe the first step is to have an open mind that allow you to see the opportunities for what they are without the apprehension, without the fear that's been ingrained in us from an early age. And then once you have that open mind, you get with a mastermind group, you get with some mentors. Sometimes you just have to be around a group of people who are going where you want to go, and you'll get there. And once you have made a conscious decision to commit to whatever it is, we hope it's with us and building more wealth and National Wealth Center, the Laws of Material Wealth. But if not, whatever it is, whatever endeavor you take on, once you've made a conscious decision to commit, like Mr. Powell said earlier, you just have to see it through. Do not stop 3 feet from the destination. Perseverance is definitely the key. It is definitely the key. And I thank you for having me, Mr. Powell, and sure, I look forward to doing it again.
Well, I thank you for being on the show, and I think we will do it again. And hopefully this one has transmitted properly, but if not, we definitely will rearrange the time for you, because I think this is a very good message. And thanks again for being with me tonight. And thank all of you for being with us on The Laws of Material Wealth. And tune in next week when my guest will be Dr. L. McDonald. And I'm looking forward to having her on the show as well. Have a good evening, everyone.
Thank you.